Any cunt.
This is about the woman who tried to have a baby so bad and ended up having a miscarriage who now has to go stand on trial. If we don't stand up now and do something about this, The Handmaid's Tale is going to be more than just a show.
How do I look
at my daughters and tell them that they're growing up in an amazing place when they're not?
I love to travel and spend money. Like, I love to spend money. But if you are a red state and you have anti-abortion laws, not only will I not visit your state and not spend my money there, but I will also not be sending my children there to college, and they will not be spending any money there either.
I think that if you can leave the country, you should. I think if you're of childbearing age and you can leave the country, you should. If you can't, we need to rise up. We need to fight.
Okay, well, it's going to be a summer of protesting. Again. How are we still living in this? How? How have we not completely dismantled the government? How? Why?
All the human rights are going to start falling down. All right, LGBTQ plus community, we're next on the chopping block. And birth control. And possibly interracial marriage. So pretty much we're going... The only thing that's going to have rights in this country is white men and guns.
This is about...
You heard it from the woman in the intro. The only thing that will have rights in this country starting today is white men and guns. All right, well, today I'm celebrating the abolition of Roe v. Wade by drinking Keep Calm and Thrive, a very cheap wine, but it's perfectly good. Keep Calm and Thrive is... my message to the woman who cannot get abortions anymore in the U.S. Everything's going to be okay. We have better decision making. We have the science on our side. We have the scientists of the public health of our Republican states that will look into your well-being in the same way you claim that you could look into our well-being, and you claim that you knew about the vaccine, that it was better for us, and it turned out to be much worse for many people. We'll just do the same to you. We will make health decisions for you. And in this particular case, abortion, there's not the scientific uncertainty that was around the vaccine. We know that abortion kills the baby, and we're going to... make laws that protect the babies. That's it. I have called Roe v. Wade a clump of words in honor of the typical leftist argument that embryos are merely clumps of cell. Of course, it doesn't matter whether the embryo is a clump of cell, because the harm is done to the father, the harm is done to the people who were counting on the existence of this baby, and the harm is done also to the fact that we know that this clump of cell will grow into a human being. And if we can legislate on vaccines and force people by the force of the state to twisting their arms so that they make a medical decision that consists in positively injecting an experimental product into their arms, how could it not be the case that we can at least restrict the kind of abortion that can happen in the context in which they are justified to happen? This has been long in the working. It has been a goal of the Republicans, mostly motivated by religious thinking, which I think is kind of misdirected. because, you know, spreading your religious preferences to others in society can clap back easily. It can come back to you. For example, some people are arguing that abolishing abortion will actually increase the reproductive rate of black people in America. Maybe. That's why I'm not for spreading your religious preferences to other groups, because if they're really good, if they are good religious preferences and they are evolutionarily adaptive, you're going to have given a trick for survival to other groups. So it doesn't make sense to share your religious legacy with others. But to me, it's never been a case of religious lawmaking, although I understand that the people have religious motivations. To me, it's been a case of the federal government putting its nose into what doesn't concern it. And they have been basically setting a law from which states could not escape. There was no way for states to live differently, to think differently. And now, with the abolition of Roe v. Wade, states can decide, the people can decide whether these procedures are good or bad, or whether they are legal or not legal. That is the right order of things, and it will let exist in America a competition of ways of life. One of the most important amendments starting now will be the 10th Amendment that says the federal government stays on its team and the states can, otherwise the state have all rights to legislate the way they want. Basically, what's not mentioned in the Constitution, the states have it. And abortion is not mentioned in the Constitution. So it should be a matter of state rights. Fractalman says there is a big difference between saying you can't kill a child growing inside of you and saying you must put this rushed medicine into your body. Absolutely, there's a big difference. The difference is the vaccine case is worse, because the vaccine case is a positive intervention onto a human being who has done nothing wrong, who didn't get it. He didn't put himself in a situation where receiving the vaccine is warranted. So you really come into a neutral human being that has never done anything to you, and you inject him by force. The pregnancy case is a negative right rather than a positive one, or a negative imposition, if you want to look at it that way. It's the state saying you cannot do this. The state is not saying you should do A, B, C. It's saying you cannot do D. And in the case of the pregnancy, the state does nothing to you. They don't come in and decide what happens with your baby. They just say, we cannot offer commercially the service of abortion to you. Also, it is the case for pregnancy, unlike the vaccine, that the person who is pregnant has gotten involved in sex. They have gotten involved in an act that was known to lead to this consequence. Thomas Howard says, it makes me sad to know JF will isolate himself to the wasteland with the rest of the atheists rather than join the good and pure in the glorious Christian nationalist ethno-state paradise. Well, good luck with your paradise, but... Although I am celebrating tonight because it's a big victory for the Republicans in America, I have no faith, I have no trust that Republican states will keep existing as right-wing states for any amount of time. Some of them will be done within 5-10 years, some of them will be done within 50 years. There will soon be nothing left of right. To a certain extent, we could argue that it's already the case, that basically the Republican right-wing states are not as right-wing as they would have been 100 years ago. So in many ways, my prediction has already happened. But I have no desire to go live in the ethno-state paradise of North Dakota or whatever, because... I don't trust that these things will survive. Silver Spider says, I'll be with JF, so technically it's not isolation, lol. Silver Spider is planning a move to the North Pole, excellent. Fractal Man says, enjoy the small victories, boys. I am sipping a rum and coke, looking out at the Blue Ridge Mountains and listening to JFG tonight. Pro-abortion protesters break out in tears. Look at the triggering. I believe that those are they are screaming illegitimate. I believe it's a thing in the witch community where before aborting the child they yell at the embryo. It's an illegitimate embryo. We need to immediately kill him. I think it's a thing in the witch groups or whatever. I see everything is green in what they wear, but all I see are red flags. Whoa, red flags here. And a guy has been... What leads you to be there? I mean, in a way, you could argue that this guy is working according to a very viable evolutionary strategy, which is no matter what you have to do, if you can be surrounded by 20 women and you can be the only guy, you have a chance. It's not sure that you're going to get a baby, and if you get a baby, it's going to be with a terrible leftist, but it's still a better shot than nothing. Oh, whoa. Now I'm being told that by Thomas Howard that they are screaming illegitimate to the SCOTUS decision. That is not possible. They would be insurrectionist if they were to say this. It's impossible that their illegitimate comment is about the decision of the Supreme Court. They have to respect our democracy, respect our institutions. They cannot. They would not be allowed on the internet if they were screaming illegitimate to the Supreme Court decision. What are you talking about? Crazy Catman says, imagine being so indoctrinated that you will cry and scream in public in favor of child murder. Worship Moloch much? All right, so I've read the Supreme Court decision. Not a particularly interesting legally decision, because they say basically it's a matter of, is it in the text of the Constitution? And if it's not in the text of the Constitution, then it needs to be like a fundamental right that is either grounded in the history of the country or in the pyramid of rights. Because there are some rights that are not necessarily explicitly mentioned in the Constitution. And yet we grant them, because not granting them would basically make the whole edifice of rights fall. So things that come from common law. But here we have basically them saying abortion is not part of the history of America. When Roe v. Wade came in, it was the first expression of an idea that somehow the Constitution guarantees abortion. It's never been mentioned. It was criminal in most states, if not all, at the moment of the decision, so it doesn't make sense. Also, they review the fact that basically the Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade has tried to settle the conflict, but by doing so, they've declared a winner, and an unjust winner. And it has only exacerbated the state of the debate in America, and it has become this divisive issue. So they say it's not the solution to be legislating from the bench, and ultimately the US is based on a principle that the people, talking through their representative, they create laws, and it's back to the hands of the people to create laws around abortion. There is an additional concurring opinion by Thomas, Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas. I almost prefer his interpretation of why. He says, of course, he agrees with the majority decision, but he also adds something. He says, I write separately to emphasize a second, more fundamental reason why there is no abortion guarantee lurking in the due process cause. Considerable historical evidence indicates that due process of law merely required executive and judicial actors to comply with legislative enactments, and that the common law was when depriving a person of the common law when depriving a person of life, liberty, or property. So basically, he's saying the 14th Amendment and due process cannot invoke a new right at all, because it is merely the actions of the judiciary and whether the judiciary has been acting in a corrupt or illegal manner. So that clarifies. It's too bad that this is not the full reason. It's too bad that this is not the full reason that was expressed by the majority, because that's an important one. Whether we can try to grab new rights from the 14th Amendment, that is an important question. Some people are reporting buffering. I am very sad that buffering is still happening at Odyssey. Odyssey has to understand that we're going to be losing crowds. We are going to be losing viewers. And we are already losing viewers because people don't want to stay at a website where it is lagging. So buffering, you have to solve this, Odyssey. I think I should set a deadline. At some point, we're going to have to say, look, if Odyssey cannot solve the buffering issue, we have to go elsewhere. Are we going to go back to YouTube? I don't want to impose buffering on my crowd. It's very important. We are doing live streaming in this business. All that matters is that everyone sees the show at the same time. It will handicap the viewership. It will handicap the continuation of super chats, and people will be less willing to give. And it's going to make the show financially non-viable. So, do we set a deadline? If Odyssey keeps buffering after July 1st, I'm leaving Odyssey. Fuck Odyssey. If they're unable, and if they don't solve this sound fucking problem, we're going to be out of there. We're going to go back to YouTube. I mean, there's no other choice. It's like I've been praying and waiting. We can't let this happen. Thomas Howard says, since JF has moved to this later time slot, he's forced to lose bandwidth to Salty Cracker with soaking it up with many thousands of viewers. We Are the West says, Salty is also buffering. Well. On July 1st, we're coming back to YouTube if Odyssey has not resolved this. The post-Roe world, a reality check on the implications of the Supreme Court opinion. Many claims are now being made about the post-Roe world and the sweeping away of such rights as interracial marriage and the use of contraceptives. The parade of horribles seems to get longer by the hour. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley took to Twitter to explain what exactly a post-Roe world looks like. Once again, those claiming that Dobbs will undo ruling on contraception or marriage are ignoring the express language of the ruling and that fact that these other rights are supported by other constitutional right slash argument. Yeah, that's true. I mean, in the main opinion of the court, they are clearly saying, don't interpret this decision as impacting any other rights than the right to abortion. So it's really the right to abortion that has been abolished. Please, if you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under, well, Silver Spider. The show has already begun. There's a guy, Silver Spider, apparently hasn't refreshed his window or something, and he's not seeing the show. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the regular chat. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats, for questions and messages. Don't hesitate to use the dollar button. Or as an alternative, if you'd like to use Entropy, the link to Entropy is in the description below. I answer all questions and super chats coming through Entropy and Odyssey. Breaking: Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court has declared Roe v. Wade unconstitutional. The Supreme Court on Friday released a ruling, blah, blah, blah. The Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives. Fractalman sends a super chat. He says, I want to remind everyone that the media uses language as a weapon. Pro-life equals abortion rights opponent. Abortion advocate equals pro-choice. Unrelated, what is your favorite cheese? Preferably something that can be bought in the US. Well, I love so many cheeses, but the Montgomery cheddar is one of the best in the cheddar category. The Valence is one of the best in terms of very aged goat cheese, very dry crystallized goat cheese. The Rocchetta is one of the best from Italy in terms of a very, very liquid cheese, kind of. It's creamy. It's one third sheep, one third cow, one third something else, I think. The Rocchetta is something. The Pieve Stravecchio is absolutely great in the Parmesan style category. In the blue category, probably my favorite is the Val de Leon from Spain, I believe. And yeah, I love all of the cheeses. The Oka is very good from Quebec. The Epoisse et Berthaud is very good from France in terms of a stinky cheese. Oh, we have the neighbors consuming a lot of gas and making their big engines roll. Yeah, so I think I've given you enough examples. Thomas Howard says, Hyper Chats are better than Super Chats. The YouTube 30% cut of Super Chats goes to support abortions. They'll probably use it to sponsor buses of red state tots to clinics in blue state. That is true. That is true. I don't want to go back to YouTube. But I have a fiduciary duty to make sure that my crowd isn't experiencing buffering. And so I have no choice. I have to threaten Odyssey. I have to threaten the Odyssey because it's amazing the number of people that could have been loyal to the show, but that's the hang up. They won't be staying around because of this. Paul Joseph Watson points to Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau had said, no government, politician, or man should tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her body. I want women in Canada to know that we will always stand up for your right to choose. And Paul Joseph Watson has the right reply. He says, you literally did this with vaccines, you idiot. This is the total cognitive dissonance of the left. Somehow they wanted to be in a world where the state can legislate on you getting a vaccine, and it can legislate on you, say, being an unvaccinated restaurant worker or being an unvaccinated flight attendant, but somehow they would not be able to determine if you can take an aspirator and suck up another human being from inside your belly. That is why I say to the left, you looked for this, you deserve it. You have stepped over your own principles, the whole my body, my choice, and you're paying for it today. I hope you learn from this and that in the future, you respect other people's liberty. Thomas O'Ward says, I haven't been able to catch a live stream in a while. Has the buffering been ongoing daily? The last few I've been able to watch streamed fine. It is hard for me to determine because there's always one guy who will say there's buffering, but then sometimes it seems to affect most of the crowd. So I don't know. Sometimes it seems it's just one guy and the guy is probably the problem. But sometimes when I see five or six people saying buffering all at the same time, that looks like a how to say problem. NYC is ramping up for protest expected to start this evening following SCOTUS ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. We fought for this. Well, you lost. Healthcare. If I wanted the government in my womb, I would send a senator. Pro-life is a lie. You don't care if women die. The hardest decision a woman can make isn't yours. Well, if it was ours to decide whether people got vaccinated with a product that had a very poor history of testing, then your pussy is ours. Which is why I said on Gab, congratulations, boys, we are controlling their reproductive organs. 24 states to restrict abortions after Supreme Court decision. So many laws have actually taken effect instantly because they had already enacted the law and it was just a matter of time before the governor signed it. And many governors have already signed it and some have signed it today in response to the Roe v. Wade decision. So basically, instantly, there's already 13 states that had what they call trigger laws. They are laws that automatically get into action. The Guttmacher Institute says that 13 states have trigger laws. They are Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. And the Attorney General of Texas has declared that Friday would be a day of mourning for all of us. So he's giving a break to all of his employees. Friday, there will be no work at the office of the Texas Attorney General. And that's in honor of the 70 million babies that were killed under Roe v. Wade, he says. And he even said, never again. Never again should we allow this. 70 million, I mean, that's a big number. I mean, if you compare this to other genocides, it's well over an order of magnitude above anything else. Fractal Man says, that is probably why they use the term. Silver Spider says, are they called trigger laws because they trigger leftists? They just trigger their effect. They instantly pop into existence. The leftists are, of course, on a spree of terroristic planning. The radical Christians are found in the rural areas. Their towns are defenseless. They have almost no cops, and their firemen are volunteers. They have to borrow cops and firemen from neighboring jurisdiction miles away in order to handle anything big, and they think they're safe out there. Forget burning cities. Cities are on our sides. It's time for rural areas to feel the heat. You show up 100 deep in every rural town in a 50-mile radius, intent on revolution. You will crash their system and make them pay. And if you all think I'm kidding, I'm dead serious. This was caused by backward-ass rural conservatives operating out of a Christianized worldview. Even if they're not Christian, they're heavily influenced by it. They were the ones who voted for Trump in 16. Those disillusioned redneck, white trash, and blue-collar, to quote a country song, types, who flipped massively for the GOP, punish them, punish their towns. They say, BLM burned the cities to the ground. I say, let them see firsthand what it's like when a community is truly burned to the ground. They want a civil war. They should have been careful what they asked and voted for. I'm not the organizing type, but maybe someone who is can organize that. Start in a certain state in the Midwest, often called the South's middle finger to America. It's literally what the South would have looked like if it wasn't reconstructed. Some people are experiencing buffering again. I am terribly sorry. Tick, 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 tick. July 1st is approaching. I'm going to leave Odyssey if Odyssey doesn't fix this. July 1st, it better be fixed. So yes, this guy is like, oh, I can't organize this, but if you would like to, maybe cause terrorist actions in Republican states, here's an idea. They never have the balls to do it themselves. DFN says, yes, lots of buffering. For those who have buffering, try to turn down the bandwidth. Try to click on auto and put it at 480p or something. Mama JF says, no, please, everybody, don't talk of buffer again, so JF stays on Odyssey. well, I have no choice. I cannot be an unpleasant experience to the man of this world. It needs to be a chill thing to watch JFG tonight. I need people to just connect and keep calm and thrive. You know, when they connect to JFG tonight, it's this positive experience. Susan Collins suggests Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch misled her. Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, on Friday suggested that conservative Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch broke a promise they made to her after both ruled in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade, the watershed 1973 ruling. This decision is inconsistent with what Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh said in their testimony and their meetings with me, where they both were insistent on the importance of supporting long-standing precedents. She also added that throwing out a precedent overnight that the country has relied upon for half a century is not conservative. It is a sudden and radical jolt to the country that will lead to political chaos, anger, and a further loss of confidence in our government. Well, sorry, lady, but promises to you in private are not worth anything under our system. If you want an abortion right, all you have to do is convince enough senators to vote the amendment of the Constitution in. That's how the system works. The system doesn't work by socializing with the justices before you allow them into their title. Someone made a joke about seasonal decorations. He says, I took down my monkeypox Ukraine decorations and transitioned to FBI-protected Democrat Party Summer of Terrorism murder, arson, looting, and riot decorations. You know how people switch from Halloween decoration to Christmas decoration? This guy is at a totally different level. He's decorating for the summer. The summer of BLM and free woman riot. Jewish Soap says, if you performed a prenatal screening and discovered your baby would turn out to look like JF, would you want to have the right to abort? Well, hopefully they wouldn't, but it wouldn't matter to me because I already exist. So you can't abort me post-birth. To college-age woman, so the leftists are completely insane on Twitter. They are developing strategies to punish the anti-abortion states. To college-age woman, don't pick a college in these 26 states that wants to ban Roe. Texas, Louisiana, MOTNOH, Oklahoma, especially no, AZ, MS, etc. Useful map, safe states for college are in light color orange. So apparently, these leftists want to send women to only these places. I love it because it leads to a great safe space of America for people who are right-wing, people who are interested in maximizing baby production. Mama JF says, baby JF is the best, so cute. Have you ever seen me as a baby, Mama JF? I thought that we had met as adults. Have you ever seen images of me as an embryo? Raquel Yerberry says, Roe can be codified right now into federal law. The votes are there in the Senate. Murkowski, Collins, Manchin have all committed to codifying Roe. So why are we playing games? Lifelong contributing Democrat here who's disgusted with inaction from the Democrats, act now. This will probably be their attempt. They will try to do something at the federal level. However, this is where the 10th Amendment comes into play. This is where, with our current Supreme Court, we'll be able to get the 10th Amendment properly applied. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. So, if the Constitution doesn't tell that a state cannot do something, and if the Constitution doesn't give that something to the federal government, then the state and the people are the bosses. So I think that any intervention of the federal government, you will get the Clarence Thomas answer, which is, hey, abortion is not mentioned in the Constitution at all. So if it's not mentioned, it doesn't belong to the federal government. So I think it will settle this discussion quite fast. Protests outside the Supreme Court are peaceful so far, CNN correspondents say. Yeah, I don't expect much violence. I don't expect the level of rioting that you had in the case of BLM, because I think we are faced with a concern that is more close to women. An effeminate man. It's much further from the Marxism that was kind of rampant around, also racial entitlement around the BLM riots and the whole BLM and, oh my God, you're killing us and we are killing black bodies. I think you're not going to get as much violence and destruction. That's at least my impression. Just the female aspect of it will probably soften everyone, and you're gonna have probably some people trying to take action as individuals, trying to break stuff, but I don't think you're gonna have massive events of the kind we've seen in the BLM summer. Although you do see a lot of talking, a lot of barking, Danielle says every member of the Supreme Court who just allowed Roe v. Wade to be overturned should be pulled out of their chambers and shot in the fucking street. This isn't hyperbole. Gun the motherfuckers down. They failed us. They failed every woman we know. Burn them in their fucking homes. I mean, and we were told that white terrorist is the big, white male terrorist, you know, is the big threat in America. We've just discovered what is the big threat in America. It's triggered leftists who have not even been, they've not even been tamed by the system yet, because censorship hasn't fallen on them yet. So you have all of the violent leftists, they're still on Twitter, they haven't been banned. And so that's where you see them explode. Hollywood unions sound off on Roe v. Wade decision. The Supreme Court is wrong. Well, the Supreme Court cannot be wrong. There is no such thing. SAG-AFTRA and Actors Equity pledge action in the wake of the Friday ruling. They want to offer financial aid to members traveling for safe abortion services. This is going to be interesting because you're going to see corporations totally shoot themselves in the foot by trying to pay for abortions. It's going to be massive amounts of money that will be drained away for hiring females, basically. And eventually corporations are going to be punished. They will lose more money than their competitors. And also, they will punish themselves evolutionarily. You know, allowing a woman to get a baby is basically a guarantee, close to a guarantee of improving her life, improving her satisfaction with life, and improving her desire to work and serve this baby well. So by allowing abortion and in fact paying for them, you're going to be helping women find a miserable life and woman that you employ, so it will eventually affect your business. Department of Homeland Security is warning Catholic churches and pregnancy centers to be prepared for a night of rage by pro-abortion terrorist groups. This is the most coordinated and aggressive domestic terrorism in our nation today. Absolutely. Which is why they shouldn't have concluded that it was white men that were the most likely terrorists, because it wasn't. We'll see if there are terrorist actions. I mean, a terrorist action can be initiated by a single individual. So there's certainly a potential for this on the left. They have a lot of people that were cranked up by the media coverage of this, by the general hate against Kavanaugh that they have brought in the hearings, that kind of stuff. So we'll see. On Twitter. Oh no, that's on 4chan. Oh no, that's on Twitter, and it got reposted on 4chan. Only black churches should be left standing. Burn them all. These leftists are unbelievable. They have a concern to protect minority churches while burning all the others. I mean, how is that guy on Twitter? I mean, I guess they're going to delete this tweet, I would hope. But still, I've not done 10% of what these guys are doing today. And I was banned from Twitter for no reason at all. How is it that Twitter has attracted all these leftist terrorists? He's saying basically burn them all, but don't burn the black churches, which means burn the white churches. We are in trouble, gang. US is facing a massive shortage of conspiracy theories, as all of them have come true. Massive shortages of conspiracy theories across the US. Gas prices change daily. Ask inside. That is a funny one. A funny one on the conspiracy theories having turned out right so much. Thomas Howard says, I'll be needing to leave the stream early to head down to the local Catholic parish for the protective detail. Ah, who am I kidding? I live in a place where LGBTQ / Antifa / BLM are afraid to show their faces during the day, much less the night. Yes, so all of these terrorists, these would-be terrorists who say, oh, I cannot quite organize this, but maybe some of you can do it. The thing is, they don't understand. There is a militia in America protected by the Second Amendment. This militia is just a bunch of basic citizens who have weapons. And if you go into these very far area, these distant areas that are Republican, you're going to have even more of that. It really doesn't matter that there's no police. In fact, if anything, the fact that there's no police puts you more at risk because these people don't call the police. They will deal with the threat. Unpaused sends a super chat. He says, the last amendment was in 1971. Will there ever be another amendment to the U.S. Constitution? Can the states ever agree on something again? Why or why not? It's a good question. I think for a while there will not be new amendments because I think there's just been a stretching of the political aisle and it's really one against the other. It's been turned into a bipolar thing. The Republicans have cemented into their position about society and the Democrats have more than cemented. They have radicalized, moving massively to the far left. So you're not going to get an agreement in this context. However, there will be times of crisis and times of kind of unanimity among the people that will drive probably increased totalitarianism. And under these contexts, perhaps in 25, 30 years, you're going to get new amendments and it won't be good news for your individual rights because it will be basically the totalitarian empire agreeing to violate your right. That will happen, but it won't happen soon. It begins. Leftist group announce mass protest outside Justice Clarence home, Justice Clarence Thomas home tonight. despite the fact that there is a picketing or parading ban, whoever with the intent of interfering with, obstructing or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing any judge, juror, witness, or court officer in the discharge of his duty, pickets or parades in or near a building housing a court of the United States, or in or near a building or residence occupied or used by such judge, juror, witness, or court officer, or with such intent uses any soundtrack or similar device or resorts to any other demonstration in or near any such building or residence, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. So that's the law against doing that, but it seems that the pro-abortion leftists have decided to send citizens to the houses of Supreme Court justices. Lauren Witz says, oh no, woman going on a work strike? Oh no, anything but that. I still think a general strike is a good idea. As a response to SCOTUS ruling that women are not equal, I know everyone isn't in a position to be able to do it, but if all the women who could and the men who could did it, we could shut it down. People were laughing on Gab. They were like, oh my god, can you imagine? No more women on the workplace. That would be quite amazing. Terrible idea here. And to claim that this decision makes women not equal. No, because men can get pregnant too. So men will also be affected by this law. It will be fair across the sexes. Both the men who are pregnant and the women who are pregnant will be equally oppressed in right-wing states. What are you talking about? This has nothing to do with discrimination against sex. I'm joking here, but think about it. They show their double standards when they say that kind of stuff. Because if you truly believe that men can be pregnant, you wouldn't understand Roe v. Wade as an attack on women. If you truly believed your bullshit, you would understand that there are massive amounts of pregnant men right now who are literally shaking in the U.S. They've just lost a major right, the right to get an abortion as a pregnant man. Get ready, gays, you're next. You might think this is a based tweet, but it is not. I guess it's a tweet from a leftist who says, careful, the Republicans will want eventually to attack gay marriage and LGBT rights and that kind of stuff. And people have said that in Clarence Thomas' opinion, there was a reference to this. It seems that Clarence Thomas is warm at the idea of basically restoring ways of life decision to the states. And if a state was to decide, well, for us, a gay marriage is not a thing, they should be able to. We'll see if he can get, because there's still no sign in this Republican majority that they are willing to attack the big pillar of the left, that is the equal protection clause and how it's been interpreted to basically allow a non-reproductive couple like gays to benefit from a reproductive contract, that is the marriage. We did it, boys. We control their reproductive organs. That was my comment on the decision. It's a sarcasm a little bit, but that's what the left has been telling us for years, right? That Roe v. Wade amounts to a protection against men deciding for women. Well, today we are deciding for women. We've taken control of the uterus. The salt mines are open, broken beyond repair. I am literally shaking because I am so angry. How dare they? We must expand the SCOTUS. I am sitting here literally shaking right now with fury. This court is illegitimate. Gobsmacked, literally shaking with anger and disbelief. Women in Texas now have the same amount of reproductive rights as women in Afghanistan under Taliban control. Not sure about this. I think you might enjoy a couple of rights that are not fully defended under the good government of the Talibans. I am literally shaking with anger. Every single woman better make her voice heard in November. Laughing my ass off, fuck this country. Fuck the theocratic Republican Party making the rest of us live under Christian law. Well, you don't have to live under Christian law. You can make your own state, you can move to an already existing state where the laws of abortion are exactly the way you want them. Don't worry, it can still get a lot worse. Sharia, but with a cross, so it's easier to nail minorities and the poor. I am legitimately going to have to go back on antidepressants. This shit is getting so hard to handle. Using abortion to gain economic advantage. Hang these fuckers by their toes. I am absolutely ashamed of this country. Reminder to actually vote in the midterms this coming November instead of sitting on your ass and saying, but both sides are the same. So much for separation of church and state. This will take decades to reverse. Fuck. My God, this country has turned to shit. If they are a match, fathers have to be legally compelled to donate blood or organs to their children now. Since bodily autonomy is no longer protected, if a child's life is on the line, the government should legally compel fathers to donate organs. /S, barbaric country. It's an interesting parallel, but this person clearly doesn't understand what's going on. She sees a law that keeps her from killing a baby actively, and she's like, all right, well, if I don't have that liberty of killing actively a baby, then the guy doesn't have liberty to his own organs, so I can just drain it from them. It's like, you wanted to kill a baby, we made a law to stop you from doing it, and now all you're thinking about is kill a man. There's something wrong in their head. I mean, these people are going from, like, because we deprive them of sucking organs out of baby's body, they now want to do it to the father. Today, I'm truly ashamed to be an American. The Supreme Court and Republican Party are a complete joke. Everyone that stayed home or didn't vote for Hillary in 2016 because, yeah, I don't like her, yeah, is fucking complicit. Fractalman says many fathers would. Yeah, I don't know that you need to regulate sacrifice of the father for the child. It's very rare that a child will need an organ donor, and I'm sure many fathers would do it if they could. Visibly shaking, trying to hold back tears at work. I'm so sad, scared, and I'm really fucking pissed. Fuck, literally every single person supports the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Shaking with rage, those complete assholes overturned Roe v. Wade and the right to a safe, legal abortion, and a stark warning on the way the UK is also heading as we continue to discuss the government removing our human rights. Biden claims the U.S. Supreme Court took away a constitutional right.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it, they simply took it away.
Well, write it in the Constitution. You know, if it's so unanimous in America, you should be able to gather, I don't know, 75%, 70% of the politicians of the states. What do you need? And I'll have them accept to make a change to the Constitution. Is there anyone in the regular chat who knows how many do you need to convince? Is it the states that you have to ask to? Or is it the Senate? What is the threshold for a constitutional change? What a sad day for people with female-assigned reproductive systems. And someone says, you mean woman? A sad day for women? Only women have female reproductive systems. And some guy comes in and says, you really had to pull out the transphobia too, huh? DK Shadow says, you need a super majority. But what is that? Is that in the Senate? Do you need a super majority in the House? You need 3/5 of the states. Okay. 3/5 of the states, but in the form of their representative in the Senate. So each state has 2 representatives in the Senate, right? Dead Star says, when I hear sticks, he sends a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, when I hear sticks, says he supports a woman's rights to choose. I hear a man who doesn't believe that men are responsible for protecting life they have created. It follows this man doesn't believe it. He deserves equal custody rights or the right to freely educate his children. Yes, there's been a lot of brainwashing across the years that came in a subtle fashion and that has basically convinced people that somehow the decision of a woman concerning an embryo is totally hers. Just because her belly happens to enwrap the clump of cell that she's sucking out. That's absolutely ridiculous. Again, I always take the vaccine case and how Democrats have been pushing so hard for the vaccine. The way the government introduces itself in our things, from taxation to monitoring to financial tracking to taking your money to taking your children, the idea that the government could do all of this but couldn't legislate on the right way to get an abortion and how having an abortion ultimately impacts other people outside of your belly. And anyways, why would the existence of someone inside the boundary of my body, why would that be my decision? It's like, can I murder you if I'm so fat? Let's say I grow into a big blob of fat. And let's say I that's actually a thought experiment I was doing today. Okay. That's what I have to do to run this show. I'm thinking about stuff. Imagine that someone becomes an enormous blob of fat and just as a life form, you know, is just advancing like the blob over the city and enwraps you into his belly. And you stay alive, but you're kind of in a uterus inside his belly. Would this guy have the right to kill you then? And let's say that you were basically all equivalent to the baby. Suddenly, because you lack oxygen, you start feeding on his belly. You start connecting yourself with the tuba to breathe inside his lungs. Would the gunt thus ensnaring you, would it justify his right to murder you then? It's a weird thought experiment. Dead Star sends another super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, though women carry children, children are equally the property of a mother and father. When Men Like Sticks rejects this principle, they give us the sick society we have today. A society where fathers are replaced with welfare, public schooling, the TV, and the internet. Absolutely, I agree. It's time we recognize that the female being the carrier of the baby is a mere accident of nature. Kind of not an accident, it's like an evolutionary feature of nature. But as far as the legal meaning of it, it should be considered basically just an accident. And as far as I'm concerned, the father has equal right in determining the outcome with this baby, and certainly would have a veto right against abortion. Maxine Waters says, to hell with Supreme Court, we will defy them.
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will.
No one thinks that black women are intimidated. These people think that Brett Kavanaugh is like, how do I scare black women a little bit? That's not how it's happening in people's head. And this is such insurrectionist language, by the way. They are saying much more than Trump ever said on January 6th. No doubt. They are saying, you know, we're not afraid. We're going to defy you. Trump never said defy the Supreme Court of America. Justin, DC police activated with riot gear after abortion decision that was earlier today. See, men, all men. Those are all men. So we really have a case here of men controlling female uterus. And if the female revolts, you have men coming to oppress them. Thomas Howard says, Maxine taking a break from the January 6th hearings to step out in front of the Capitol and foment insurrection. This is the clown world we live in. Oh, yeah, that's quite ironic. I hadn't thought about this, but yeah, she is on the very committee that is investigating the last insurrection, and she's already starting a new one. With all due disrespect, ching! This person doesn't even respect you. They disrespect as is due. If you're pro-life or agree with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, get the fuck off my profile. Unfollow, block, I don't care, just leave and never interact with me. There is such a beautiful thing happening today in America. It's the scent of separation, of, all right, you really don't like us, we really don't like you. You go your own way. You don't annoy us. Don't annoy us with your vaccine, and we won't annoy you with our abortion laws. Everything will be so much greater in America starting today. Mother of rats, Roe being overturned will affect mostly red states and no coastal liberals, simply telling half the population who can get pregnant to move to another state is not a real solution. It's classist and racist. So a lot of people are really concerned about the women who are stuck in these states. They basically want to find a way to brainwash these women, either bring them to liberal states or offer them some kind of support because of the pregnancy that will be imposed on them. Mama JF is here as a representative of all females in the world.
Yes. But me, I said I'm pro-abortion, but I don't think women should make decisions in general.
Yeah. So why are you pro-abortion, knowing very well that there's only one way in which abortions will happen? It's a female decision. How can you be against female decisions in general?
It's true. You're right. It's the father who should decide.
Ah, the father. That would be good.
Actually, it's true. It's just me in this world, okay? Like, people are so lost, okay? And I know me, I've been a woman. Before, I was very lost for a while. So I was glad I could have an abortion, maybe.
Yes. I understand the practicality of it, that you can have access to this service and it gives you peace of mind, but it creates enormous hurt onto the fathers. The fathers have to deal with these sick women just threatening them, I'm going to get an abortion if you don't do this, I'm going to leave you and you won't know what happens with the baby. I mean, can you imagine a father being abandoned during the pregnancy by his girlfriend? He has to spend months without even knowing if she got an abortion. That's absolute mind torture for fathers.
Yeah, but me, I don't like the whole system, everything, feminism, all this. It's just in this world, okay, it's so crazy that, like, if you do that, I think there's going to be a lot of single mother and stuff. Because the guys, too, are crazy. Yes. Like, you're a good guy, but there's crazy guys.
Definitely. But in the end, you know, these irresponsible women, I think that putting them with a child will ameliorate their lives.
Yes.
They will feel forced to settle down, to be more reasonable in their decision. It will force them to basically become more mature.
Yes, the black woman. Hey, but you know what that means? You know what that means?
She's referring to the meme, a strong, independent black woman.
No. What's that?
Oh, I thought you were talking about this.
No, it's mostly black.
It's mostly black. Yeah, that's another fact. Demographically, it's true. Black women are more likely to get abortions by headcount.
What I wanted to say, you know what this means in the reality?
What?
Is this mean no, from now on there's going to start to be illegal abortion clinic with the hanger Perfect. And there are plenty of black women in there.
Let it happen. And oh, people have to suffer through their bad decisions. So if you do that kind of stuff instead of driving to a Democrat state, you should be, you're the one who will live with the consequences.
Oh my God. And now there's a newspaper. I'm sure there's going to be a scandal in the newspaper and all this. Like.
Certainly. They will give exposures to these cases and say, see what you've done, Catholics, Christians, that's on you.
Mele. I think this is gonna happen.
All right. Thank you for coming, Mama JF. Thomas O'Ward says, if JF followed the Bible, he wouldn't need to develop rational justifications for the role of men and women in the family. You will get attacked anyway. Just accept the truth of the scripture. Everything is so much easier, better, and happier. But I'm not a man who strives for happiness. I'm a man who strives for truth. So... I'm not interested in having the easiest path in life. And by the way, I'm not being a Christian because I'm afraid of being attacked. I mean, in many ways, the intellectual I've become gets much more attacked than a pure Christian who would just say, I believe in God. So no, nothing of what you do truly motivates me. Nothing of what you mentioned in your message is a pillar of my motivation. I strive for truth, and I happen to believe that God doesn't exist. And finding the rational justifications for the proper family roles and all, I think it's an important endeavor. Whether you believe in God or not, you would have to acknowledge that what happens in this physical reality is subject to a truthful analysis. That suppose that you think that God made the universe that way, the question would still be up. How did God create the frogs? How did God create the monkeys? How did God create the family roles for a man and a woman? And you'd still be left, even if God has sent you this message in the Bible, you would still be left with the question, why is it so? Why is it so that it's better for women to do X and for men to do B? And that question can only have a natural explanation to it, even if you want to believe in God, because there has to be something that led to the behavior, to the brains of women to be in a certain way and the brains of men to be in another way. A couple of news items before we conclude the show. Libs of TikTok breaking. A Pennsylvania drag queen was just arrested and charged with possession of child pornography. Pride Month may have ended, but for Bryce Williams, who's also known as a drag queen named Anastasia Diamond, living life with pride and encouraging others to do the same happens 365 days a week, and we have a police criminal complaint indicating sexual abuse of children in the form of possession of child pornography for Anastasia Diamond. I can confirm that the police report is posted, but I will not show it on screen. Giant sunspot currently facing the Earth and still growing, capable of emitting powerful solar flares. A fast-growing, always at the beginning of the summer, we always get these summer flare, these sun flares. I always end up having a big. It always ends up a day where I'm working on the greenhouse and I end up. Getting a heat stroke or getting hit super hard, and I end up days sick from it. Like, I feel I have the flu, but then I realize, oh no, that's probably from the solar flare. I'll have to be careful this year. Thomas O'Ward says, JF reminds me of the spiritual journey of John von Neumann, one of the smartest men who ever lived, as he lay dying from cancer caused by the Trinity bomb site radiation exposure. He had a Catholic priest brought in for a bedside conversation His reported last words are some of the most beautiful I have ever heard. That's interesting. I love John von Neumann. He was very interested in the theory of replicators. In fact, by many standards, you can consider that he was the main pillar over which Richard Dawkins based his theory. John von Neumann, but I've never heard that he had a last word story. Let me type here John von Neumann last words. I don't have a link to it. John von Neumann. On his deathbed, he entertained his brother with word-for-word recitations of the first few lines of each page of Goethe's Faust. Von Neumann died a year and a half later at the Walter Reed, blah, blah, blah. While at Walter Reed, he invited a Roman Catholic priest, Father Strittmatter, to visit him for consultation. Von Neumann is reported to have said in explanation that Pascal had a point, referring to Pascal's wager. He is said to have been an agnostic Catholic due to his agreement with Pascal's wager. Father Strittmatter administered the last sacraments to him. Some of von Neumann's friends believed that his religious conversion was not genuine since it did not reflect his attitudes and thoughts when he was healthy. They don't have the last words of John von Neumann. So if you want to send me a link, send it to me through maybe DM on Discord or Telegram, and I'd be happy to see that because I don't know what he said. AIPAC lobbies against probe of US Palestinian journalist likely murdered by Israeli sniper. 24 U.S. senators sent a letter to President Biden on Thursday urging an FBI and State Department investigation of the May 11 killing of Palestinian-American journalist Shireen Abu Akleh in the West Bank. They did so in defiance of the influential American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, which actively lobbied against the letter. Well, a journalist was shot in the head. I'm sorry if you did it, but we have to ask questions. I'm sorry to be putting you in that terrible situation of being found out as the people who have shot a journalist in the head. But it is not a taboo subject to be investigating armies and people who shoot journalists in the head. Sorry, Israel. I know that you've invested a lot of money in American Congress, but you can't shoot journalists in the head. Assange put on suicide watch after Patel decision, family says. This will be our last news item. After British Home Secretary Priti Patel signed Julian Assange extradition order last week, the authorities in Belmarsh prison stripped Julian Assange and threw him into a completely empty cell in an attempt to prevent his suicide, Assange's father said. The ceaseless malice that has descended upon Julian, a deluge of malice, the strip searching of Julian, this is the latest humiliation. Poor Julian Assange, all he has done is journalism. And unlike the Palestinian journalist who got shot in the head, Assange is being, his life is getting stretched into an infinite amount of suffering. Really too bad. I'm glad that Julian Assange was able to fuck his lawyer and have many babies with her. That is the best way to be imprisoned. If I ever end up in jail, I would want to be given a couple of minutes with my wife, with Mama JF, and I would like to have the chance, even in prison, to inject baby-making sperm the way Julian Assange did. So at this point, I think Julian Assange will never be free, because they've decided to export, to send him to the US, and it's going to be a super long process, I suppose. And I wouldn't think that he's going to have a fair trial. I think it's going to be into a heavily, pro-Intel community place that will eventually find him guilty. But we can always pray that there's going to be a couple of people, you know, anti-wire type of people in the jury, but the chances are thin. Much love, everyone. And tomorrow I'm taking a break of the regular show, but I'll be at 9 p.m. Eastern time on the Modern Day Debate channel, where I will be debating theism versus atheism, a 2v2, me and T-Jump versus Sal Cordova and Perspective Philosophy. It's going to be a massive blood sport shit show. So join the Modern Day Debate. Thomas Howard quotes the last words of John von Neumann, but it's in Latin. Come on, John von Neumann. If you're gonna tell last words, tell them in a language that I have to find a Latin translator. Are you fucking kidding me, John von Neumann? You dare do this to me? Judge, therefore, with side bit, what is hidden appear bit. I'm not in ultum reparabit. What I'm unhappy than dictatorious, which patronum rogatorus would barely just be easy. The guy was totally delusional. Thank you.